Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are your radio overlords, Matt and Garen. You have now entered the extratonal zone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, this is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded and ancestral territories of the... Oh, no, I forgot to pull up my thing.
Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish peoples.
Thank you. I usually pull up my phone so I can read it because the thing that I usually read off of is blocked by monitors. But thank you, Matt, for saving my bacon.
No problem.
And yeah, so we were just listening to a whole mess of jazz. That last song was Illusionary Dreams from Seamus Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it. I had to cut it off because it was getting a little crazy there. Because I have a lot of music for you guys tonight. I'm kind of in a bassy mood, so I thought I'd go back to one of my bass influences, Mark Douche.
Mm.
I know. But that's how Connor said it. And Connor speaks all the languages and knows all the things, so I'm going
to
trust him.
This is true. Connor does, like, every time someone comes in to Record Club, he asks where they're from, and then he'll say, like, a couple sentences in their language, and they'll be like, oh, wow, you speak so well. And we're like, I didn't know you also spoke, like, Aramaic. Like,
I know, right? And he's fluent in Sanskrit and all that stuff, you know?
Yes.
It's like the man looks at the Egyptian hieroglyphs, and he's just like, oh, yes, I understand that. Yeah. Would you like me to translate?
Yeah, exactly.
And we're all like,
somehow, some way, he knows all the music and all the languages that were used in the
music. I know.
Music.
Every time I bring up an artist, he's like, oh, yeah, I listened to them last week. Yeah. And he's not lying. Like,
yeah,
he would not lie to us. Yeah.
I hope not. And I hope if he's listening, he knows we're not just gassing him up for the poops and giggles. I almost swore.
Hey, man, it's after 9 o'clock. I think we're allowed a little bit of leeway here.
Yes.
Only a little.
Minimal.
Do you want to roll that back and say what you're actually going to say?
I mean, like, I don't... Well, actually, it's your hour right now.
Oh,
so
that's
technically
right.
You'd get in trouble.
And now we're doing classical music, and so we must be, you know, good people. Not
beep,
swearing
beep,
people.
Beep.
But okay, Mark Douche. He is a classically trained bassist who studied Indian music for many years, and he invented an instrument called the bazantar, which is a 5-string double bass combined with a sitar.
Mm.
And so it's got a lot of, like, sympathetic strings vibrating with the bass strings, and he, like, plucks on them and does all that stuff. So he's basically playing the sitar and the stand-up bass at the same time in one instrument.
Which is, like, a very cool thing that I never would have thought of going together anyway. So.
Right? The first time I heard his stuff, I was just like, what is this?
Mm.
And it kind of reminded me of, like, Dead Can Dance a little bit. Not, like, in the stylings, but, like, there was an echo of Dead Can Dance in there somewhere because they use a lot of, like, Eastern influences and stuff. And, like,
interesting.
There's, like, Indian music influences in there. There's a lot of, like, African percussion. There's a lot of, like, East Asian musical tropes and ideas, and then just way too much reverb. But I'm not against that, and that's okay. Reverb's good. But I only have time to play 3 of his tracks off of this album, Fool, because his tracks are epically long. And the first one I'm going to play for you guys tonight is Avoda, which is, again, off the album Fool. I'm not playing them in any kind of order. I just kind of thought they went well in this order. So I'm going to kind of, like, ease you guys in with something that's a little more recognizable. It's a bit jazzy.
All right.
So,
All right.
Even you could understand this, man.
Wow. And I was thinking that we had gone past the whole peaceful transition, but apparently not.
I'm just messing around, man.
My feelings are hurt. I'm telling Magnus.
Oh, no, don't tell Magnus. He'll take my show away. Oh, the horror.
You're grounded, young man.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine Magnus angry. Like, he is unflappable.
I feel like if he was angry, it would actually be, like, so scary that you'd be like, oh, my God, the world is ending.
Because he is a very tall man.
Yes.
And, like, he's got this kind of, like, he feels like a Wookiee almost. Less hairy and like, but, like, Wookiees are very long-lived, and they're, like, a very gentle people generally.
True.
Or a gentle race.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, because Chewbacca following Han Solo around, he owed him a life debt or something. So
yeah.
It's like he followed him for his entire life. And it's funny because you look at him in the first movie he shows up, and the last movie he shows up, he doesn't look any different. So, you know, he ages well. But because Han Solo is like, I mean, you see Harrison Ford in the later episodes. You're just like, dang, I've been watching Star Wars lately, so I'm back into it. But okay, let's stop talking about science fiction. Let's start listening to awesome, awesome, interesting music. So I'm gonna turn that thing up and I'm gonna hit the play button and we're gonna stop talking. So bye.
Woot.
So this is CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to the Extra Other Tonal Note, or the Other Extra Tonal Note, where Matt and I share our 2 hours of music. You just heard, it's gone away. Let me figure out what it's called again. Avoda off of Mark Dusch's Fool. And yeah, that is the Bazantar. What'd you think?
I really liked it. As I was saying to you, it sounds like a lot of, not a lot of, but it sounds like some of the music I've heard from people who have gone to India and they've tried to bring those ideas back. But it doesn't sound like he's trying the way that some other people do, where it's just like...
Like the Beatles.
I've never been... You know what? I actually listened to the first time I've listened to a full Beatles album was on, what, like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was one of their, like, got it out of a dollar bin. I think it was like, because it's not one of the respectable Beatles albums.
The respectable Beatles albums.
I don't know, man. I've always been more of a Rolling Stones fan than a Beatles fan.
Ah, gotcha. Fair enough.
Yeah, but about the song, I also was saying that it reminded me of Paul Horn's album Inside. Paul Horn is a jazz flutist and saxophonist who made an album of recordings inside the Taj Mahal, and that felt like a much more thoughtful and mature and better version of what I think he wanted to do.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm sure Paul Horn, like, he was an amazing... I honestly, I don't know him off the top of my head. I know I've heard the name a lot, but probably an amazing musician. But, like, I think the difference you're hearing is that Mark Deutsch, whatever, spent, like, half of his lifetime studying music in India with, like, major Indian musicians.
Yeah.
And so he really dived deep into it and learned a lot of the rhythmic practices, the harmony or the melody practices prevalent throughout Indian music.
Yeah.
And he didn't just give it like a nod, he dove right in.
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of what we're hearing is he's using a lot of rhythmic figures and melodic figures that you might hear in actual Indian music, and that tied with the bass and the sitar, bazantar, it really brings it home.
You know, that's definitely an interesting thing. The idea of not only taking ideas from another culture, but then transforming something from within the genre you're used to match some of these ideas and, like, just really meld these ideas. And it was interesting that you said that this has a bit more of, like, a jazz feel to it, because I definitely understand that as I'm listening to it. But I'm also like, this is different from jazz. Like, kind of like my earlier comment about, it's like, it's not really trying to be any one thing. It's more like a mature version of a set of ideas that have been put together in a cool way. So
yeah, because I think this album was released in the early thousands, if I'm not mistaken. And at that point, he'd spent 20 years as a classical musician and 20 years studying in India.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I mean, after 40 years, I'm hoping he's got, like, a pretty good grasp of what he's doing, and it definitely does sound like it.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
So I don't want to spend too much time talking, because we don't have that much time. We got a lot of music. And the next song I'm going to play is called Percival. And here, it's much darker. Like, there's a lot more minor in this one. And it's a little more complicated in what you're hearing. Like, it's not... Like, that last song was kind of identifiably, like, a thing. This next one, he gets a little more experimental. And it actually is earlier in the album than Avoda that we just listened to. So it's kind of like the early... Yeah, the way he starts this album is super experimental. It's like he uses... What are those, the balls that you spin in your hand?
Oh, like the metal ones, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
In that first track, he's, like, recording himself spinning them faster and faster and faster, and it's, like, 4.5 minutes, and it's just cacophony.
And it's just that?
And with, like, other musical ideas in it, but it's not the Bazantar, I don't believe. Like, I think he's got some synth stuff going in there, so very interesting start. But, let's jump into Percival. Let's hear what you think.
Let's do it. Thank you.